Can you remember what happened when they set you free? Do you remember what the? You remember how the old master acted when they?
No, sir, I can't remember that. You know, can't remember that. But I remember, you know, the time to give them a big dinner, you know, on the 19th.
Is that right?
On the 19th, you know, that's called. You guys said have to give them a big dinner, but now we didn't know. I don't hide the other side of the folks, you know, freedom. We didn't know. They just thought, you know, were just feeding us, you know. Just had a long table and just had just a little everything you want to eat, you know, and drink, you know. And they said that was on the 19th.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick, and that is the voice of Laura Smalley, recorded back in 1941. It's an interview archived by the Library of Congress. As a child, Smalley was a slave on a plantation near Belleville, Texas. The day she learned she was free, she can't remember much except for the celebration with the big dinner that she was talking about. That day was on or near the 19th of June in 1865, when Union General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston, Texas to announce the Emancipation Proclamation. It was the end of the Civil War and supposed to be the end of slavery. 152 years later, we remember that day, June 19th or Juneteenth, and the work among many scholars to elevate the holiday into the American consciousness. Isabel Wilkerson is a Pulitzer Prize winning author of The Warmth of Other Suns, the epic story of America's Great Migration.
We as Americans are just beginning to really learn, understand, and reckon with our history. And so what I have sought to do through the work of telling the stories of people who were the descendants of enslavement is to help us to understand how we got to where we are right now as a country. I mean, today ultimately becomes sort of a day of reflection and reckoning and remembrance of America's original sin of enslavement and the consequences that we live with to this day. And so the efforts of myself and of other historians to try to bring us up to speed as to where we are, who these people were, what they went through, and what we as Americans still live with.
Have you found that Juneteenth and the recognition of it is starting to permeate the culture? Is it more appreciated?
I think that it's beginning to. I have posted things on social media on this day for the last few years, and I'm still astonished at how many people, middle-aged people, people from all over the country will say that they had never heard of this before. And I think that it's an indication of the great gaps in our understanding of what's happened in our country. And I think that all of this helps us to have a better understanding of who we are and what it took for us to be where we are. When you think about what Juneteenth represented, I mean, essentially it represented the end of enslavement. And the tragedy of it, of course, and the reason why it gets so much attention is because Texas continued to have people enslaved well after the end of the Civil War, so that these people did not, they were continuing to work as enslaved people, toiling away for free, 3 months after the Civil War ended, 6 months after the passage of the 13th Amendment, which ended enslavement, and then 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. So 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln declared that enslavement was against the law or was no longer allowed in the slaveholding states, these people were continuing to work as enslaved people. This is one of the tragedies that helps us to recognize how very entrenched this, this was a crime against humanity, how long this went on.
And then you flash forward 152 years, Isabel Wilkerson. Slavery is gone. Racial injustice and racism are not, and that's stating the obvious. So when people think about this history, which is about slavery, they have to think about, I think, a broader American story. What is it?
The broader American story is that we still do not know our history well enough. I often say that looking at where we happen to be right now, it's as if you're watching a movie and you came in the middle half of it. You know, you came in the middle of the theater while the movie was already running. And so nothing makes sense until you understand and know what happened before you got into the theater. And that's sort of where we are right now. And that's the reason why when we look at what happened last week with the acquittal of the police officer and the Philando Castile case, and we realize how this is someone who would have been a descendant of the people that we're speaking about today, the people that we commemorate today, the people who had been enslaved for 246 years and then were set free finally well after the end of the Civil War. And you realize that he was a beloved cafeteria supervisor at this Montessori school in St. Paul. And we saw him die before our very eyes on the new technology that makes it possible for us to see this. And I think we have to reckon with the fact that this dehumanizes all of us. This exposes us to and inures us in some ways to the continuing violence against people who are the descendants of this institution of enslavement, and how in so many ways this is still with us. This day of remembrance and reckoning and healing should call upon all of us to think about what is it that happens. Let's give the police officers the benefit of the doubt. What is it, though, that happens after the person is down? We saw with Tamir Rice. We see with Philando Castile. These things were videotaped. What is it that happens afterward? And that is where the test of what our humanity actually is. The people are down, they are no longer a threat, and there is no aid coming to them. Where is the humanity for recognizing the value of life of a fellow human being? And I think that that is what the day of Juneteenth, the recognition of the end of enslavement, well after it, presumably the people have been emancipated legally. This is what it calls upon all of us as Americans to contemplate and to think about the continuing residual effects of what was America's original sin.
Emancipation Day, Freedom Day, is a holiday where I live in the District of Columbia. It's certainly not an official holiday everywhere. Should it be? Should it be a national holiday?
I think that this would be a step toward allowing us to recognize this in a formal way, to recognize that this is part of not just African-American history, this is American history, because this happened on our soil, and it was the foundation of our country's political and economic and social structure. This is something that affects all Americans, and I believe that this would be a step toward recognition and healing in our country.
Isabel Wilkerson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic Story of America's Great Migration. Isabel Wilkerson, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.